This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar has reached 66% voter coverage, with the final deadline still more than 2 weeks away. As of 6 p.m. yesterday, over 5.22 crore enumeration forms, that is 66.16% of the total 7.89 crore electors in the state, have been collected since the voter list revision drive began on June 24. The Election Commission of India has credited this progress to strong voter participation and the efforts of nearly 78,000 booth-level officers, including 20,000 newly appointed ones, along with over 4 lakh volunteers helping elderly, differently abled and vulnerable citizens. In addition, 1.56 lakh booth-level agents appointed by recognized political parties are supporting the exercise. The Supreme Court yesterday permitted the Election Commission to proceed with its special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. However, the Apex Court also directed the Commission to, in the interest of justice, consider accepting key identity documents such as Aadhaar, Ration Card and Voter ID Card during the ongoing revision process. NASA has announced that the return journey of Indian astronaut Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla and 3 other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin on July 14. Speaking at a press conference, Steve Stitch, manager of NASA's commercial crew program, said that undocking from the International Space Station is scheduled for July 14, with a splashdown expected several hours later in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of California. Group Captain Shukla is currently on a 14-day mission aboard the International Space Station. The Ministry of External Affairs has strongly criticized Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann over his remarks on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's foreign visits, calling them irresponsible and regrettable. Without naming Mann, the ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said, "Government of India disassociates itself from such unwarranted comments that undermine India's ties with friendly countries." The ministry's response came after Mann made a comment over Prime Minister Narendra Modi's trips to countries with small populations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India is on the right path to becoming a trusted economy, a reliable partner in the global value chain and a stable anchor in a volatile world. Addressing the CII-ITC Sustainability Awards function in New Delhi, the Vice President said, "The world at the moment is in turmoil and turbulence." The Vice President asserted that in this disturbed scenario, Bharat is a prominent voice.
India stands today at a historic inflection. This inflection point we had not seen before. We are the most populous nation on the planet. Bharat is home to 1/6 of humanity. We are the world's largest economy at number 4. And we are the torchbearers of a development paradigm. The Global 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development cannot succeed on the planet without India's participation.
Assam Cabinet has approved several decisions aimed at addressing human-elephant conflicts, improving healthcare regulations and enhancing welfare schemes for students and traditional workers. To mitigate rising human-elephant conflicts, the government will implement the Gajamitra scheme in 8 high-risk districts. The annual Kamar Yatra for the holy month of Shravan begins today. During this pilgrimage, lakhs of devotees travel to sacred sites like Haridwar, Gaumukh and Gangotri in Uttarakhand to collect the holy waters of the Ganga River. In cricket, host England will resume the first innings played today at the overnight score of 251 for 4 against India on day 2 of the third test at Lord's. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And in Wimbledon tennis, 24 times Grand Slam champion Novak Djokovic will lock horns with top seed Jannik Sinner in men's singles semi-final in London this evening. In the other last 4 clash, second seeds Carlos Alcaraz will take on Taylor Fritz later tonight. In women's singles, the 5-time Grand Slam champion Iga Swiatek has set up the title clash with 13 seed Amanda Anisimova tomorrow. Meanwhile, Czech player Katrina Siniakova and her partner Samvir Beek of the Netherlands clinched the mixed doubles titles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.